Uttarama Japta is a tragedy, it is. However much you struggle, you cannot make it into a comedy. It's a tragedy. Whereas Vrikshakatikam is the best example of a comedy love story. And so the king, the Sudraka, he lived before Christ, after Kalidasa. Kalidasa is approximately 400 BC, give or take 100 years. So Sudraka is a king, Maharaja, lived after Kalidasa, before Christ. And he wrote this poem, Natakam. It's a love story. And so Vasanta Sena, it's a very interesting thing. The story reflects the social life of that period. It is like a mirror in which you can see the entire social life. It's like a mirror. It's like while going in a car, if you have a mirror, you can see the entire Manhattan reflecting in that mirror from a distance. Similarly, sitting here in 2017, you can peep into the social life of India around the Chhattisgarh area, so middle North India, middle Central India in those days. How was it? Ujjaini, etc. How the people lived. What a marvelous civilization it was. All that you can see in this country. Very unique natakam. So in this, the hero is Charudattaha. Begin with a very rich Brahmanaha, but he was a businessman, Brahmana businessman, like our Californian startup guys, you know. So they are all Brahmanas, we are sure, but they use the knowledge for business. So, and then he was a very generous person. Because of his generosity, all the wealth he lost. He became bankrupt. A bankrupt ex-businessman Brahmana married with a son. That is, he married but yet middle-aged, and young enough to marry one more time. That was the time. You should not try to judge it, all that. Just enjoy the story the way it is, don't judge it. That was the time. And then Vasanta Sena, she is also a grown up, relatively middle aged woman. She was born in the clan of Ganika. Ganika means they dance and sing, they sing and dance. Like, you know, you saw the movie Pakija, in the movie Murauja. Yeah. So in those, this kind of a thing is there in Islam also, Muslims also. They are not prostitutes. They are singers and dancers. But in those days, dancing and singing was considered not a very auspicious practice. It was like that. Devadasi came later. She is not a Devadasi. It was not there at the time. It came later. So Devadasi came after the Jayadeva. Jayadeva is he is after the Christ, maybe 1100 or 1200. He popularized the Gopika Gitas and all that. From then on, the Devadasi thing came. Devadasi was a religious, superstitious institution it is. Whereas Ganika was a social institution, not a religious one. It's a social institution. And there is no superstition in it. There is enjoyment, bhoga. That is what it is. They are a symbol. And the lady, she dances and sings, and she writes poetry also. All are involved in that. Even Umrao Jan. What is Umrao Jan? She sings well, she dances well, and she composes shairi very well. So many arts are in her. She sings spontaneously, she composes and sings and dances. And people are attracted for that. People especially who have love for poetry, etc., they are particularly attracted. That is the class. And that is considered lowly in the society. Because Indian society, you have to understand that it is a highly hierarchical and stratified society. It was. Now it is, even now, the hierarchy and strata in the society, even now, you see it. Even now. So I feel sometimes very unhappy about it. The other day I was in Rishikesh and I had to go for a bhiksha in Dehradun. Swami Sudhananda told me, go to bhiksha. You don't say no, go. So I went to bhiksha and my friend, I look at all of them as my friends. The shepherd is my friend, Mahipal. And Mahipal took me to Dehradun. And so they served me food inside their hall. And they served Mahipal outside. And they served me on a table. They served Mahipal on the floor. I too don't mind sitting on the floor. I would have allowed either I go and sit by the side of Mahipal or Mahipal comes and sits here. I would have allowed that. But by the time I noticed what is going on, it is all done. And Mahipal doesn't mind. They don't mind. Only I mind. I did not even mention it, I am mentioning it now. So Indian society, even today it is like that. Very highly stratified, strata, strata, strata. So what to speak, even in Umravya or Pakija, even in Islamic societies, the lady who sings, who writes poetry, all the other people, these are all buddhus, they don't know what is poetry. They don't know what is rasa. But they look at her as a lowly. Whereas she writes wonderful poetry, she sings like nightingale and dances wonderfully, and these people enjoy her poetry, her songs and her joy, her beauty, her dance, everything they enjoy, and they come out and say she is lowly. Very hypocritical influence. That was the social custom, was like that. And the poet is not going to change this society, you know. He reflects the society, not to change this, who can change it? So, therefore, Vasanta Sena is a Ganika. So, belongs to the family of dancers and musicians, Ganika. And she is also quite aged. Aged means must be in 30s. The Ganikas don't marry. They remain like that. Second star, they say. Okay. Without marriage, they remain. And Vasanta Sen, they have to give, if somebody is willing to, nobody wants to marry them. Nobody will marry them. They will enjoy the dance and all that. They are married and their family is at home. These people go and enjoy the dance in the evening and into the night and they come back. That kind of a family it is. And so, that is Vasanta Sena. Now, she loves Charudatta. How she loves? This is not the love at first sight. She heard about him and then she felt love for him. And then one day she saw him in a park. It is called Kamadevayatana Udyana. The park that surrounds a temple dedicated to Lord Manmatha. In India you have temples for every devata. Every devata. There is a temple for Bharata. Lakshmana, there is a temple in Rishikesh. There is a temple for Ravanasura in Tamil Nadu. There is a temple for Vibhishana somewhere in Tamil Nadu. And there is a temple for the cricketer Dhoni. There are multiple temples for Shirdi Baba. And there is a temple for Puttaparthi Baba in Puttaparthi as of now. So there are all kinds of temples. And so there is a temple for the God of Love. Like in Greek mythology, the God of Love,
Cupid.
Like that here, God of Love, Kamadeva, and his village. ராஜபிரகா இந்த இது பார்க் பீப்புள் கோ டு பார்க் ஸோ ஷீ சா ஹிம் தேர் ஹி டிட் நாட் லுக் அட் ஹர் ஹி சா ஷீ சா ஹிம் அண்ட் ஷீ ஃபெல் இன் லவ் வித் ஹிம் அண்ட் ஷீ வாண்ட்ஸ் டு கிவ் அப் திஸ் டான்ஸ் ட்ராமா அண்ட் ஆல் தட் இஃப் சாருதத்தா இஸ் வில்லிங் டு மேரி ஹர் தட் இஸ் தி ஸ்டோரி ஓகே அண்ட் டு மேக் ஹர் லவ் நோன் டு ஹர் how she is going to make, he won't take any proactive step because he is a bankrupt, already married, has a young boy, 3 or 4 year old boy, and so he is not going to take a proactive step. She has to take a proactive step. She has to make her love known to him. She does that. So she visits, she is given a chase Veshyakara, the villain. And the villain, he is the brother-in-law of the king. King's brother-in-law is always a very powerful guy. And so, he is very rich and powerful and a villain. He gives a chase to her because he loves her. This is the love triangle. And so, he wants her to love him. He demands, you love me. He demands. People are like that. Demand. You cannot demand love, you have to earn love. You can't demand it. So, she doesn't want him, and therefore he is angry. And when he knows that she loves Charudatta, he is very revengeful towards Charudatta. So, he gives a chase to her. He tries to catch her when she is going somewhere. And then in that darkness of the night, she enters into Charudatta's home. Charudatta thinks that she is his own maid servant and throws his shawl upon her. And she is going to keep that shawl. She won't return it because it comes under the memorabilia and all, memory of her beloved. And then she gives all her golden ornaments, he makes a bundle of it and gives to Charudatta to safekeep. Why safekeeping? Because it is already night time. She has to go to her home and the Vidushaka will drop her at her home. But Vidushaka said, if anybody gives a chase because she is having so much gold, if anybody gives her a chase to snatch all that gold, I am a Brahmana. I am not going to protect her at all. I will run away from there. On that condition, I will go and drop her. Then Charudatta Vasanta Sena, she cleverly suggests, I will put all this gold with you. In her heart of hearts, she wants to give all that gold to Charudatta. But then he will not accept. Therefore, she makes a bundle of it and gives to Charudatta for safekeeping to be collected later during the daytime. And she went, goes home. That is where we left. Now comes the second anta. I was reading some 10 pages I have read. It is the most beautiful piece of drama I read. And you have to be conscious of two things. One, it's a love story, you should know that. A love story is a love story. Don't confuse it with Tatvabodha and all that. Okay? Keep all that aside. This is a love story, so treat it as a love story, number one. Number two, it reflects the social life. Don't be judgmental about it. Just enjoy the social life of those days was like that. You are not supposed to pass judgment upon all these things. Dvitiyam kaha pravishya. So suddenly the curtain is drawn aside and pravishya, who is pravishya? Cheti. Cheti is a maid servant. Maid servant means these maid servants are like family members. They live with the family. They don't go elsewhere. They stay with the family. Vasanta Sena's maid servant, like her sister, very close friend, that kind of a maid servant. That is the name given, Cheti. She entered onto the stage. So she says, మాత్రా ఆర్యాసకాశం సందేశేన ప్రేషితాస్మి. సో షీఈస్ టెలింగ్ టు ది ఆడియన్స్. షీ జస్ట్ టెల్స్ టు ది ఆడియన్స్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ షీఈస్ టాకింగ్ టు హర్సెల్ఫ్. సో మదర్, వసంత సేనాస్ మదర్, ఎల్డర్లీ ఉమెన్, షీ సెండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఎ బిగ్ కోఠి. కోఠి మీన్స్ ఎ ప్యాలెస్ లైక్ ప్లేస్. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇన్ వన్ రూమ్ ప్యాలెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ రూమ్ మదర్ స్టేస్. అండ్ వసంత సేన స్టేస్ ఇన్ ఏ అనదర్ స్పెషల్ రూమ్, బిగ్ బిగ్ రూమ్స్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ది సర్వెంట్ మెయిన్స్ క్యారీ మెసేజెస్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సిచ్యువేషన్. And so the old lady, the mother, sent a message to Vasanta Sena by with me. So she gave a message to me to pass on the message to Vasanta Sena. Like that she is declaring. Tadyavat Pravishya Aryasakasham Gacchami. So Preshitasmi, earlier sentence, I was sent by the mother to the room where Arya is the revered Vasanta Sena is staying with a message. I have to give that message. Therefore, yavat, now I enter into this room where Vasanta Sena is sitting and I go near to her. Arya Sakasham Gichami. I am going near her. Like that, it is a monologue she is telling herself. Parikramya avalokya cha. So she turns all around because she has to find where is Vasanta Sena. She acts it out. Is that the instructions given by the poet or the actors or the director? So she is on the stage, looks like this. Where is Vasanta Sena? Where is Vasanta Sena? Like that she looks all around. And then she finds Vasanta Sena. Esha Arya. Here is Vasanta Sena. And she did not even notice the coming of Cheti. That means her mind must be elsewhere. It is Hridayena Kimapi Alikanti Tishthati. She is standing there. She could as well sit. There are sofas and other things. But she is standing, looking somewhere, thinking about something in her heart. Okay? Tadyavat upasarpami. Therefore, I will approach her. She is telling to herself. Tatah pravishati. So then what happens? You know, suddenly the curtain is drawn. And again the curtain is pulled back. Then Vasanta Sena will be sitting there, sitting or standing. And then Cheti will approach her. That is how the whole scene is organized. Tatah pravishati asanastha sotkantha vasanta sena madanikacha. So that is the scene. They enter onto the stage. Who are they? Vasanta sena. He is giving instructions to her. She should appear, she should be sitting there, asanastha. And then sofa she sits. And the Sotkantha, she is very anxious. She is not relaxed. She should not be relaxed, you know. So, very anxious. Somehow disturbed. And then the Cheti has a name. Her name is Madanika. That is her name. So, both of them, you find them on the stage. Now the dialogue. Vasanta Sena Cheti Tatastatah. So if Vasanta Sena, suddenly she saw Cheti, Madanika, and then she is, hey Madanika, afterwards what? Like this she is asking. Tatastatah. Then what? Like this she is asking. Cheti Arye Nakimapi Mantrayasi Kintatastatah. See, you are not talking anything. Oh, Vasanta Sena, you are not talking anything. What do you mean by then what? That means what? She is talking something in her head. Something is going on in her head. When she saw Madanika, suddenly then what? Like that she said. So she connects this, then what, with what was going on in her head. So she is totally lost in her thoughts. So that's why Madanika is complaining. So she says, Ma, what are you saying? You are not talking anything. Suppose you say something and then ask, then what? You have not said anything. And of course it is implied that I also did not say anything. Suddenly, the very first beginning of conversation, then what? What do you mean by that? That is what she says. Asanta sena.
Asanta sena.
Kim maya bhaditam.
Kim maya bhaditam.
Oh, she came into this world now. Oh, what did I say? Like that she is saying. She is totally lost in her thoughts. Cheti. Tatastata iti.
Tatastata iti.
Then what? That is what we said. Vasanta
sena
sabhrukshepam
aam
evam. She has moved her eyebrows this way. That is a reaction of a young woman in love. Either they move the eyebrows in anxiety or in understanding, or they move the lips, etc. Like that they do now. So some such thing she has done. I cannot really imitate. They do with the mouth is turned this way, that way. Or the eyebrows are something like that. So you do that. Or you smile in a way that the other person's attention is drawn, some such thing. So bhrukshepa. Like that she said, oh yeah, I got it. Yeah, I understood. She could correct it herself. In her mind she could correct it. Cheti cannot correct it. Read that correct also. Okay, I got it. Upasavatya. Then another, one more maid servant came. She came near to Vasanta Sena. Prathamacheti. That is the first maid servant. You have to improvise upon as the matter is coming. You have to improvise. Okay? You have to readjust also. Adye. Okay, this Cheti is different. The Cheti who was sitting with Vasanta Sena is Madanika. And the Cheti who came with the message, she has not yet come. Now she came. So she is approaching this couple. Couple means these two people. Madanika, very close to the heart of Vasanta Sena. Very close. Whereas the other Cheti who came first and then waited, and now she approached, she is a normal maidservant. Whereas Madanika is very close to her heart. Anyway, so the first maid servant approached and she is telling, Adiye Mata Adishati. See, this is the morning time of that earlier night. Earlier night, Vasanta Sena went to Chandrata's house and put gold there next morning. And so Vasanta Sena was still thinking all about that. So, what happened is the mother, she made inquiries. It is the duty of the Vasanta Sena to take bath in the morning and worship. The Kuladayapata will be there. It is her duty to do that. And this morning, so the mother inquired, puja is over? She was told it is not over. Therefore, she sent the message. Okay? So, mother is commanding. What is it? Snata bhutva devatanam pujam devartaya. Mother is commanding you to get up and take bath immediately and come and perform the worship of the gods. See, devatanam puja. Many gods have to be worshipped. Those days, Agni, Varuna, etc., whatever the devatas are there, they have to worship those devatas. So please do that. Asanta
sena.
Hanje. Hanje means it is a way of addressing the maid servant. Oh dear. Like that. విజ్ఞాపయమాతరం అధ్యనస్నాస్యామి. లేడీస్ కెనాట్ టేక్ బాత్ ఎవ్రీ డే, యు నో. సో బట్ ఫర్ పూజ షీ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ బాత్. ఫర్ వసంత సేనా టెలింగ్ ఐ డోంట్ ఫీల్ లైక్ టేకింగ్ హెడ్ బాత్. And also she will take bath a bit later, when she is not in a hurry to do bath and all that, bath and puja and all that, because her heart is a bit anxious and all that. Therefore, night she did not sleep also properly, all that you have to imagine. Anyway, so today I am not going to take head bath. Therefore, if she is not going to take head bath, she cannot perform the puja. Then what? తత్ బ్రాహ్మణ ఏవ పూజాం నిర్వర్తయతు. సో వెనవర్ షీ కెనాట్ డూ పూజ, దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ, ఎ పురోహిత్ విల్ బి దేర్, జస్ట్ సెండ్ ఎ వర్డ్ టు హిమ్, హీ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ ది పూజ, సో దట్ ఆల్ అదర్స్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ దే కెన్ హ్యావ్ దేర్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్. దట్ ఇస్ ది మెథడ్. సో దే డూ లైక్ దట్. రిచ్ పీపుల్, దే డూ పూజ వెన్ దే కెన్. And they cannot. They apply a purohit to do the puja. And a purohit gets the food and the subdakshina and all that. Asanta say, okay. Cheti yadavya ajnapayati. She says, okay, okay madam, whatever you say. Like that she says, then she goes back to tell the mother. Ite nishkranta. So the first cheti has gone behind the curtain. On the stage now, Madanika and Vasanta Sena are sitting. Madanika, Adye, Sneha Pruchyati, Napuro Bhagita, Tatkin Vidam. So Madanika is the same, Vasanta Sena, with Adye, revere, with reverence she addresses. Because she is the head of the mistress of the home, you know. So Adye, out of love I am asking. I am not finding fault with you. Puro Bhagita means finding fault. I am not finding fault with you. I am not trying to inquire and ask, well, where did you go? Why you were not there yesterday? Why are you so anxious today morning? Why don't you perform puja? So I am not finding fault with you like that. Some people are like that. So, I am not doing anything like that. I am out of love, I am asking. So, what is all this? Normally, by this time, you must have already finished your bath and puja, etc. You do regularly. Now, you don't do puja, you are not willing to take bath, and then you are lost in thoughts, seem to be very anxious, and suddenly blurt out the statements, then what, like that. What is going on? I guess she asked. Asanta Sena Madanike Yidrushim Maam Prekshase. So Madanika, how do I appear to you? How do you find me? Because what is all this? She asked. Okay, I will tell you, but how do you find me? Madanika Aryayah Shunya Hrdayatvena Janami. I can see that you are lost in the thoughts. Shunya Hrdaya. So Suna Suna, they say. Shunya is Hindi. Suna Suna. Did you hear the word Suna Suna? It's a beautiful word. So the heart is empty. Means there are no thoughts in it, there are no feelings in it. It is empty. That means some unhappiness is there. That is a shunya hrudaya. And I can see that you are disturbed in your heart. That is the way you translate it. So because of that, I imagine like this. What is that? Hrudaya gatam kamapi arya abhilashati. There is somebody in your heart whom you love. This is how I infer, based on your face, your being lost in thoughts, etc. This is how I feel. Now, you either confirm it or refuse it. This is my feeling. Asanta Sena Shushtupaya Jnatam. Yes, you got it right. You understood perfectly. పరహృదయ గ్రహణ పండిత మదనికా ఖలు త్వం. యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఎ నార్మల్ సర్వెంట్ మై, యు ఆర్ మదనిక, వెరీ స్పెషల్ పర్సన్. యు ఆర్ ఎ స్కాలర్ ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్. యు ఆర్ వెరీ అడెప్ట్. స్కాలర్ మీన్స్ వెరీ వెరీ అడెప్ట్ ఇన్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్. యు హావ్ గాట్ ఇట్ కరెక్ట్లీ. Madalika, priyam me priyam, I am very happy, Because if Vasanta Sena loves somebody and that somebody marries her, she, Madalika will be very happy. And Madalika also wants to get married also, she also wants to get married. So she says, very happy, very happy. Why? కామః ఖలు నామ ఏష భగవాన్ అనుగృహీత మహోత్సవ అరుణజనస్య. మన్మథ లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, హీ బికమ్స్ హెల్ప్లెస్ ఇఫ్ ది లేడీ రిఫ్యూజెస్ టు లవ్. వాట్ విల్ హీ డూ? Lady says, I don't have anything to do with love. Then Manmatha will be sitting on it. Okay. Similarly, if the man refuses to love, then also he has to sit like this. If the man is willing to love, and if the lady is also proactive in her love, then Manmatha, it is a big occasion for Manmatha, the god of love. So that is what she is saying. So Kamaha Bhagavan, the god of love, is indeed blessed by you today. You have blessed the god. It is the other way. Not the god blessing us. So she blesses the god of love. Very similar sentiments are expressed by Kalidasa in Kumar Sambhavam also. Then she loves him. She, Parvati, loves Shiva. And she offers flowers to him. And then he opens and looks at her. And looks at her with a feeling of love, first time. Normally he looks at her with an empty look. Normal look, the look doesn't mean anything. But first time he looks at her with a sense of attraction or love. That is how he looks at her. She melts with happiness that she is serving him for months now, but he never looked at her with love, looking normally. Flowers, okay, put there, thank you, like that. She used to bring flowers regularly. That day, he looked at her with love. She was ecstatic. Oh, I have served him for months and my service is coming to fruition. Then he becomes alerted by himself, kind of, oh, what am I doing, like that. And then he looks at himself now. He doesn't look at her anymore. She's just waiting there to hear a word of appreciation or what, or okay, I have taken flowers, you can go, something else to say. She's just waiting. And he becomes alert, stops looking at her, looks at himself and searches, how come I was tempted like that? First time. What could be the reason? And then looks around. Sees Manmatha there. Oh, this guy. Then he opens the third eye. The story goes like that. So in that occasion, there is a lot of description by Kalidasa in the third chapter of the Kumasa. So the love of Parvati, the man is not coming forward, it is the woman who is proactively loving. That is described. Same is the here Vasanta-sena also. And so, therefore, Madanika, very intelligent woman, she knows the love and its implications so well. Pandita, already she is given a title there, you know. So she is saying, okay, now it is the time for Lord Manmatha to adjust his bow and அந்த ஏரோஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தட் ஹி ஹஸ் சம் ஜாப் டு டூ நவ் அண்ட் நாட் ஓன்லி தட் வென் வசந்த சேனா டிக்ளேர்ஸ் தட் ஷி இஸ் வில்லிங் டு மேரி தென் ஆல் தி ப்ராஸ்பெக்டிவ் பிரைட் க்ரூம்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் எ பிக் அக்கேஷன் ஃபார் ஃபார் தே கன் ட்ரை தேர் லக் ரைட் தட் இஸ் வாட் ஷீ சே மகோத்சவ கருண ஜனசியா the youngsters, the prospective bridegrooms who have a heart for beauty and other qualities of Vasanta Sena, they become they will try, they will offer their willingness to marry this young beautiful woman, and so it will be a great occasion for them, all of them. The message goes and they will come running. That is what she is saying. தத் கதயது ஆர்யா. ஓகே, நவ் த பாயிண்ட் இஸ் செட்டில்ட், தேர்ஃபோர் ப்ளீஸ் டெல் மீ, நவ் யூ டெல் மீ, கிம் ராஜா ராஜவல்லபோ வா சேவ்யதே. ஸோ ஹூம் டு யூ வாண்ட் டு சர்வ், வெதர் இட் இஸ் தி கிங் தட் யூ வாண்ட் டு சர்வ், சர்வ் மீன்ஸ் கெட்டிங் மேரீட் அண்ட் ஆல் தட், ஆர் த கிங்ஸ் பிரதர் இல்லா ராஜவல்லபா ஷகாரா. So you want to love him because he is offering his love, running after her for days now. Maybe she accepted her, his love, probably. Or the king himself. Why the brother-in-law? Why not the king himself? So whom do you want to serve? Vasanta Sena Anje Rantum Ichhami Nase Vitum Nase. Sevitam means what? Dancing and singing and again make poems and sing and dance and make create entertainment. That is not what I want to do. I am not interested. They will give a lot of money. That kind of service I am not going to. That is not what I am talking about. I want to love. Rantum Ichhami, Natu Sevitam. What Seva? So, Seva means entertainment, provide entertainment and make a lot of money. I want to love. Madanika Vidya Visheshalankrutaha Kim Kopi Brahmana Yuva Kamyate. You see, the idea is like that. The poet puts it very nicely. Suppose she says, I love Shakara. There will be no love there. There will be only entertainment for Shakara. She has to dance and she has to do whatever he wants. And he is a very powerful, villainous guy. And therefore, she will get money and position and palace and all that will be there. And she will be serving his interest. The only seva will be there, no love. Then king, very similar thing. She is not interested in that kind of thing. She is not looking for a prospective, rich, powerful client. That is what she says. She is looking for a person whom she loves. Rantumicha. Ramana is love. Then Madanika. Madanika is a very intelligent woman. She is making a guess. She has to make a guess now. Because Vasanta Sena won't say, oh, then it must be, it is not power and wealth anymore. So it must be some Brahmana young man whom you love. Because she has a love for scholarship. Highly educated, scholarly, Brahmana, young man, must be, some such person must be there in your mind, whom you love. It is a matter of love now. Vasanta Sena Pujaniyo Me Brahmana Janaha
Pujaniyo Me Brahmana
Janaha. Adhan, Brahmana scholars, we go and touch their feet and move on, we don't love them. Right? They are revered. Not loud. You don't pull them into loud. What are you talking? So that is what Vasanta Sena says. Madanika. Then she changes the tack again. Kim Aneka Nagarabhigamana Janita Vibhava Vistaraha.
Aneka Nagarabhigamana Janita Vibhava Vistaraha.
Vanija
Yuva.
Vakam Yate. Oh, I understand. Maybe you love a young businessman. who has made a lot of money by traveling to big cities, multiple cities all around, and taking goods and selling them in different cities and making a lot of money, came back. That was the time in those days. They put a, even in Satyanarayana Katha you see this kind of a thing that reflects the type of business they used to do, maritime business. They fill a ship or a boat with goods and go around the coast, Kerala, Gujarat, all that coast, and take from one city to another city, take from Bombay to Ahmedabad or like that, or Saurashtra, or from there to here, and make money. So, and he comes back, his ship comes back. Even in Count of Monte Cristo, if anyone of you read it, you find this kind of a business going on. And so, she says, have you fallen in love with one such young, upcoming businessman? Because it is not a king and the king's people, it is not about power and all that. It is not about Brahmana. Then it must be a businessman only. Then Vasanta says, Hanje Uparudhasneham api Pranayajanam parityajya Sheshantaragamanena Vanijajanaha Mahatyogajam Dukkhamutpadayati. This is a beautiful statement against these ambitious fellows. People are very ambitious. They have to make lots of money. And in the process, they neglect the family. They don't have time and energy left for the paying attention to the family members. To begin with, he and his wife, but he is busy with the office or with business, 12 hours, 14 hours, traveling all over the place. The poor lady alone, she will be waiting for him. And then if there are children, one or two, then they don't even know who is the father, Sunday father. There is a thing called Sunday father. You don't know? Sunday father. Pune, there are Sunday fathers. They go to Bombay by train for job. They have to leave by 6, the train, 3 hours train in those days. So 9 is the office. So by 6 they have to sit in the train. And so 5:30 they leave home. The wife prepares some breakfast and goes to him. She wakes up at 4:30. He wakes up at 4:30. Children will be sleeping. And he comes at 9:30 in the night. Children will be sleeping. They don't see him. They see him only on Sunday. That's why they are called Sunday fathers. Or if there are 2 days weekend, then weekend fathers. So these business people will be like that. Weekend fathers or Sunday fathers. The children also don't see them. The ambitious fellows are like that. So she is saying, you don't marry just to look at the wealth and all that, and entrepreneurship and wealth and ambition, and go and marry him. He'll be traveling all over the place making money, and I have to sit at home waiting for him days and these are days. In those days, months. Because business trips, so they are slow movement, you know. Months she has to wait. God knows whether he will come back after or not. Sometimes you hear that he will come back. No news also. So, no. Not this business people. Because you know what they do? The wife and children, they love so much. The beloved, she loves him so much. But yet, he loves money more than her. And therefore he gives her up, leaves her alone and goes elsewhere, to some other country he will go. And that way he creates a lot of trouble for her. He has to live alone, separated from the beloved. I don't like that. Then who is left now? No Brahmana, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, who is left? Madanika, Arye, Naraja. So, over the weird Vasanta Sena, so the king is out. రాజవల్లభ
దిస్
షకార ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎ ప్రాస్పెక్టివ్ బ్రైట్ గ్రూమ్ ఈజ్ అవుట్ నా బ్రాహ్మణ అనే స్కాలర్లీ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ది సిటీ ఆఫ్ ఉజ్జయిని ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఉజ్జయిని సమ్ స్టౌన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ ది నేమ్ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ మేబీ ఉజ్జయిని సో బ్రాహ్మణాస్ యంగ్ బ్రాహ్మణా స్కాలర్స్ ఆర్ మెనీ బట్ యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్ నా వాణిజ జన నాట్ అన్ అప్కమింగ్ బిజినెస్ మ్యాన్ తత్ ఇదానీం సహ భర్తృదారికయా కామ్యతే భర్తృదారిక మీన్స్ ది మాస్టర్ ది మిస్ట్రెస్ ఆఫ్ ది హోమ్ భర్తృదారిక షీ ది హెడ్ ఆఫ్ ది హెడ్ హూ ఇస్ ది బాస్ దే బిట్వీన్ మదరిక అండ్ వసంత సేన హూ ఇస్ ది బాస్ దట్స్ వై షీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భర్తృదారిక ఓకే మ్యాన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భర్తృదార భర్తృదారక షీ భర్తృదారిక మీన్స్ ద అమ్మగారు తెలుగు అమ్మగారు మీన్స్ ది మిస్ట్రెస్ ఆఫ్ ది హౌస్ ఓకే సో మేడం ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది కేస్ హూ ఈస్ దట్ గాయ్ దట్ మేడం లవ్స్ లవ్ బై ది మేడం హూ ఈస్ దట్ గాయ్ వసంత సేనా హంజే త్వం మయా సహ రామదేవాయతనోద్యానం గతా ఆసీత్ సే మదనిక యూ హ్యావ్ కమ్ వెన్ ఐ వెంట్ టు దట్ పార్క్ ఆఫ్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ మన్మథ యూ వర్ విత్ మీ ఆర్ నాట్ షీ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్ సమ్ వన్ మంత్ బ్యాక్ I remember you also came with me. Like that she asked. Madanika, Arye Gatasmi. Madam, yes, I came with you to that point. That is where Vasanta Sena saw Charu Datta for the first time. Vasanta Sena, Tathapi, Maam, Udasi Deva Pruchyasi. Oh, then you have come to the park, but still you are asking me whom I love, as if you don't know. I have come to the park, you should have guessed and known whom I am loving. Madanika, Jnatam, Jnatam, now I know. Kimsa Eva, oh, you mean that guy? That guy, okay. Who is that guy? శరణాగత అభ్యుపన్నై హూ మేడం మేడం మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టేకన్ రిఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ హిమ్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ యూ సో వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇఫ్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ కరెక్ట్లీ యూ మే హ్యావ్ టు చెక్ ది ఫస్ట్ అంక దేర్ ఇన్ దట్ ఉద్యాన సో వసంత సేన కేమ్ ఫర్ పిక్నిక్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హర్ సర్వెంట్ మేడ్ అండ్ దెన్ చారుదత్త ఆల్సో విజిటెడ్ ది ఉద్యాన ఆల్రెడీ షకారా వాజ్ రన్నింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ వసంత సేన హీ వాంట్స్ హీ డిమాండ్స్ యూ లవ్ మే యూ వాంట్ డిమాండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఐ లవ్ యూ బికాస్ దెర్ ఫోర్ యూ లవ్ మే ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ లవ్ మే ఐ విల్ కిల్ యూ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ బులింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎ బులి And so he came to that, he is after her only, he has no other job. Wherever he goes behind her. And so he went there and said, I am here, come, let us go around this picnic spot. She said, no, I don't have anything to do with you. And then he gave her a chase. Then Charudatta was there. She went and take care of him. Sir, you see this gunda? Then Charudatta came in the way and said, hey, what is going on here? This is a public park. And the lady, why you come after her? Please get out like that. That way, he did not allow Shakara's movements, his actions, he did not allow. Therefore, Shakara, from that day onwards, Charudatta is enemy to Shakara. And because of Charudatta only, Vasanta Sena, she entered into her cart. There is a bullock cart. That was the transport in those days. She entered into her bullock cart and the bullock cart left. Then Charudatta felt his pain. That is how Charulata protected her. So, you have fallen in love with him, you have taken surrendered to him, and he protected you. Now I remember. Asanta Sena Kinnamadheyah Khalusaha.
Kinnamadheyah Khalusaha.
Asanta Sena knows his name, but she wants to hear his name through Brahma Dharika. Therefore, she is asking, okay, you guessed correctly, you tell me what is his name? Madanika Sakhalu Shreshthi Chatvare Prativasati. Yeah, he lives in that junction of business people. Shreshthi is a businessman. So business people junction is there. There is a junction. All around that junction business people live there. Therefore it is called Shreshthi Chatvara. And he lives there. Asanta Sena Ayi Namasya Prushtasi. Hey, Madanika, what are you talking? I did not ask his address. I asked her, what is his name? So she asked him, what is his name? She is giving the address. Madanika Sakhalu Alye Subruhita Nama Bheyaha. Madam, his name is very well known. People take to his name with a lot of reverence. So she wants to hear from her. Anyway, Arya Charudatto Rama. She has to say Arya Charudatta. Then only Vasanta Sena will be happy. If she says, oh, Charudatta, she will be very unhappy. And Madanika, she knows the reverence of her. His name is very well taken by people. People take to his name with a lot of reverence. Arya Charudatta. Asanta Sena. Saharsham. She is very happy. For two reasons. That her, the name of her beloved is taken by the likable male servant and taken with a lot of reverence. That is how she becomes happy. That's why this love is very subtle. It is reflected in certain dialogues and certain steps and certain descriptions. Like that it would be there. Nowadays, I somehow feel that people have become very artificial. They lost that the spirit, the very sensible, delicate spirit of love. These young people, I feel they are very rude with each other. Before marriage, during marriage, and afterwards also. During marriage, hey, come here. You know this is Swami, he used to come to our home for Bhiksha, come here. She is her husband. She is calling him as if he is a servant boy. Like that. That delicacy, gentleness. Nothing is there. I felt like that. What is that point? I'm not going to marry. I don't want to marry. Because I feel very out of place and odd and all that. I don't go to marriages and functions. This housewarming functions, all that I don't know. Because I cannot fit into that. So, but sometimes, even if I don't go there, that comes to where I am. The whole ambience comes to where I am. And there I see and I feel like advising, come on, be a little more delicate and loving. Don't be so much cut and dry. You know what is cut and dry? You cut into pieces and put in the sun. That is called cut and dry. So should not be like that, you know. You see? It should be sensible, very friendly, sensible, and graceful, all that. You see how Vasanta Sena is talking. She doesn't say the name, she will make her say the name. And she becomes very happy when she takes the name with reverence. Sadhu Madanike. So we have to put it at some point, you know.
Yeah.
You have to, I'll bring it to some point and leave it. So spend a little more time. సాధు సుష్ఠుత్వయా జ్ఞాతం. వెరీ గుడ్ మదనిక, వెరీ గుడ్, యు హావ్ కరెక్ట్లీ అండర్స్టూడ్ ది లెక్చర్. మదనిక స్వగతం ఏవం తావత్. మదనిక శిఖా, షీ ఈస్ థింకింగ్ ఓకే ఐ విల్ డూ లైక్ దిస్, లైక్ దిస్ షీ షోస్ టు ది ఆడియన్స్. నౌ షీ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ ప్రకాశం, ఓపెన్లీ షీ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఆర్యే దరిద్ర ఖలు సశ్రూయతే. షీ ఈజ్ టెస్టింగ్ మేడం. It is, we heard, people are telling that he is a bankrupt, Dantra, bankrupt, that is how I heard, as if she doesn't know, like that. Vasanta Sena, Ata Eva Kamyate, I love him because of that. She has so many riches, she is not interested to get some more riches, she can get some more riches if she loves or dances before the king or the shakara. No. She loves Charudatta because he is poor. Daridra Purusha Sankranta Manaha
Daridra Purusha Sankranta Manaha
Khalu Ganika Loke Avachaniya Bhavati
Avachaniya Bhavati.
Yeah. See, suppose I say I love shakara. Then I am a ganika, means a dance, singing, dancing kind of family. What they call ganika in Umrajan, etc., what is the name given to them? Mehdi or some such name is given. So there is a particular name. Like Devadasi, his name was suggested, like that, ganika. So in Telugu there is a name, Bhogamu. భోగం వాళ్ళు అనేది తెలుగు.
సో
గణిక సో
ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ కోర్టిసన్,
కోర్టిసన్, కోర్టిసన్. సో ఐ బిలాంగ్ టు ది ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ కోర్టిసన్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు మ్యారీ ఎ కింగ్ ఆర్ కింగ్స్ బ్రదర్ అలా ఎవ్రీబడి విల్ సే దిస్ కోర్టిసన్స్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్టర్ మనీ గోల్డ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ దే వాంట్. Therefore, I am marrying the king or some other rich man for the sake of money. That is how they will say. They will say all bad things against me. Suppose, being a courtesan, I give up all these rich people and go and marry a poor man, then they cannot point out a finger at me. Correct, you know? That's why I want to marry. I want to love Charulata. Marriage will come later. That was the culture in those days. First you love and then marry. It is not arranged marriages and all that. Arranged marriages and all that came in medieval times when Muslims were ruling. You see, it's Rama and Sita, it was not an arranged marriage. And Sita, of course, in a particular way, she wanted to marry him. Swayamvaram it is. The girl decides whom she wants to marry. Nala Damayanti, same way. And Shakuntala and Dushyanta, they see each other and love and get married. Like that, that was the time. Later, when the Muslim rulers came, love, there was nothing like that, they arranged marriage, and when they were kids also, they were getting married. Like that. Very interesting. I look at it like that. I don't try to apply all the Vedanta, Dindima and all that into this. I look at it from the poetry and the love and the story and all that point of view. Madanika Arye Kim Hena Kusumam Sakala Padapam Madhukariya Punaha Sevante. So she is pushing the argument further. Madam, there is a mango tree in which there are no flowers, flowerless mango tree. Mango tree is supposed to flower when it is Vaishakha Masa. But this mango tree has no flowers. And then will the honeybees come near that mango tree? Mm. So Charudatta is like that. He is a poor guy. How any lady will go and love him? That is the question she asked. వసంత సేన ఇన్ రిప్లై అత
ఏవతాహ
దట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మధుకర మధుకర మీన్స్ హంటింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హనీ దట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ హనీ బీస్ హంటింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హనీ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ దే ఆర్ దే హవ్ నో దే హవ్ లాస్ట్ నో లవ్ ఫర్ ది మ్యాంగో ట్రీ దే ఆర్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఓన్లీ ది హనీ దట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ గివెన్ ది రైట్ నేమ్ I am not like a honey bee hunting for some honey or wealth or power or position. I am not looking around who got more wealth, more power. I am not like a honey bee. That is what she says. Madanika arye yadi samanishitaha tat kimartham idanim sahasa sadhisadhyate. Okay. I understand your feelings. If that is the guy whom you love, then what is it that stops you? Why you give chance to this Shakara and all others to come after you? You just put a few things in the back and go to Vasana Charudatta and propose a marriage with him. And let us hope he will marry you. Why don't you do that, take such a step? It is called Abhisaranam. Abhi means Abhimukha. The lady, she takes her luggage and goes to the beloved's home and says, here I am, so I am in love with you. I suppose you are also in love with me, therefore I am with you now, I have come. That is called Abhisarana. Why don't you do that? Why all this waiting thing? Because Shakara is running after her. Once she gets married, Shakara will go away. He won't come anywhere near. Because she is a Ganika, like Uravjar, etc., you find such a situation even in Pakijar. So they are not married, therefore all the people will come. And they want her to dance. Come on, dance. I give money, dance. Like that. No, I don't want. Why don't you want to dance? Come on, dance. I am giving money, like that. Therefore, why do you wait? What is it that you are waiting unless Kamadeva Aitar Udhyana happened a month back? Why so much wait? Come on, go ahead. Like that she asked. Vasanta Sena Hanje Sahasa Abhisaryamanaha Pratyupakara Durbalataya Matavati Sajanaha దుర్లభ దర్శన పునర్భవిష్యతి. హియర్ మదనిక, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమ్ దట్ సపోజ్ ఐ నౌ గో అండ్ డిక్లేర్ మై లవ్ ఫర్ చారుదత్త. చారుదత్త కెనాట్ రెసిప్రోకేట్ బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ బ్యాంక్రప్ట్. ఎస్ కమ్ ఐ మ్యారీ, హీ కెనాట్ సే దట్ బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ బ్యాంక్రప్ట్. హీ హాజ్ నో మనీ విత్ హిమ్. He doesn't have any money even to pay for groceries. He is a very, very poor condition living. We have seen that. And so what will he do? He cannot reciprocate. And he will curse himself. Such a beautiful young woman, loving woman, comes to me. I have to refuse her. So he has to refuse. And then he will curse himself. And out of that broken-heartedness, he will disappear. He will go away somewhere. He will not stay in the tower. That may not happen. That's why I am not forcing the issue. Got it? So she doesn't know what to do yet. She loves him, but he is not in a position to declare the love. Because Charudatta, he has a swabhimana, you know. When the lady comes and says, I love you, he cannot say, no, I cannot entertain you because I am poor. He cannot say that. If he says it, he will be badly hurt in his heart. And therefore, he may commit suicide or he may leave the town and go away somewhere. It should not happen. That's why I am not pressing the issue. You see, sometimes you don't press. You have some people say things, and when they say things, you have to pin down the person. Come on, what are you saying? You explain it like that, you have to pin down. And if you don't pin down, they say and move on. So Charudatta, suppose I go and pin down Charudatta, then unable to respond properly, he may disappear. He may go away somewhere out of desperation. Madanika kim ataeva saha alankaraha asya haste nikshiptaha. Oho, that is the reason why you have put all that jewelry in his hand. Because she wants to bind him. Some bondage. Suppose you give jewelry to Charudatta, he won't go away unless he returns the jewelry. Therefore, something to keep him in the town. So, that must be the reason you have thought about it and put that jewelry with Charudatta. What she did apparently to protect that jewelry, she put there. So that somebody else may not steal it. She is not interested in jewelry. She is interested to keep Charudatta in the town. That's why she kept the jewelry there. To keep a point of communication and a reason to communicate, that's why. So Madanika understood all that. Vasanta Sena Anje Sushthutnyatam. Yes, you correctly understood. Hari Om. That comes to a conclusion. Thank you.